Nearly 200 U.S. soldiers traded their rifles for spatulas last week at the Army's 30th annual culinary arts competition. With the military spread thin across the globe, Army cooks must boost morale for combat-weary troops and still be able to turn out a nice souffle. Eric Neeler reports from Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are the Army's Iron Chefs. They aren't dicing and slicing in some fancy kitchen stadium. Instead, teams prepare their food in a drafty old hangar at a base south of Richmond. Team Germany's menu is poached sea bass, saffron potatoes, and a creamy fruit parfait.
How much time do we have?
15 minutes.
Thank you.
Everybody, we'll put the appetizers on first, and then we'll put the parfait.
Leia Heater wears a white chef's hat and apron and wields a sharp knife.
My name is PFC Heater. I'm from Kaiserslautern, Germany, originally born in Dallas, Texas, born and raised. Right now I'm dicing my apples for my hot apple flapjack that'll go underneath my apricot parfait.
Military cooking squads from Kansas to South Korea are competing here at Fort Lee. There are events in field cooking for 50 people, main dishes like lobster and game hen, and fancy French pastries. Culinary school director David Longstaff says today's event is designed for Weight Watchers.
Their goal is to provide a two-course meal for 10 people under 800 calories, and it has to be approved by a dietitian before they're allowed to compete. So you're going to see a lot of great food, but it's also good for you.
No sloppy joes.
Absolutely not. Can't be a sloppy joe unless they do it with very lean meat.
In today's Army, nearly all of the food served to troops overseas is flown in and prepared by private contractors. But the Army still trains 5,000 cooks every year at Fort Lee to supervise the kitchens. Sergeant Stephen Broom served at a military base in Mosul, Iraq in 2003. The toughest thing was getting fresh or even semi-fresh ingredients through the long supply chains. He says there's no underestimating the power of good food in a war zone.
The food's motivation. You know, when you've been outside in the heat or pulling guard or anything like that, then when you come back and you have something that's good to eat instead of just something that you don't really want, it really brings up your morale, and that's what we're here for.
These cooks are soldiers, and soldiers like to compete. Sergeant Alton Green works at the Pentagon. In the low-calorie division, Green and his partner prepared tequila lime chicken, couscous, and a cheesecake souffle.
It's basic bragging rights among each division. This is our Super Bowl right here.
After the two-hour cook-off, Green wiped down a few dishes and took a breather. He's glad it's over.
Relieved, like the monkey was off your chest. It's a lot of pressure, man.
The judges, like Florida restaurant owner Frank Aventini, tallied up their scorecards in a separate room. The apricot parfait was well-received. But even the world's most powerful military cannot make a cheesecake souffle using egg beaters.
What do we got here? Cheesecake souffle. Souffle either sat way too long, dried out.
But judging by the long line of civilians waiting to taste the Army chow, it's clear that most of the dishes were a big hit. For NPR News, I'm Eric Neeler.
To see pictures of the cook-off, go to npr.org.